You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next, well, it'll be 3 hours today because we've got choice tunes coming up between 2 and 3. We have with me today Kylie, and Kylie's from the Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub. Welcome, Kylie. How are you?
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, I'm really well. I'm looking forward to winding down for the end of the year.
Someone told me you were moving house at the same time. Is that true?
I am moving house, yes.
What a rotten time on Christmas. Anyway, Kylie, we had you in a couple of months ago, or 2 or 3 months ago, and we talked. Perhaps just very briefly, you could bring people up to speed on what the Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub actually is.
The Yarra Valley Seasonal Hub has come about through we got a state government grant back in July, and it gave us the ability to develop our very own Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub, which we're extremely proud of. So my main role over the project has been to connect Yarra Valley growers and farmers with job seekers to try and help them find people to do the high demand seasonal work.
Which we talk about things like picking and all that. Is that the sort of thing?
Picking, packing, driving. Yeah, there's been gardening. Yeah, all sorts of different jobs.
Yeah. Now, some of this has come about, has it, because the backpackers that are normally over here aren't here this year, or?
Yes, absolutely. That's the biggest driving force behind the project. And it's not just affected agriculture, it's obviously affected hospitality, lots of different businesses. So this was our way of trying to help the farmers of the valley try and attract some people who probably haven't ordinarily considered seasonal work as an option.
So your job is, first of all, I guess, to get the jobs from the farmers, and then it's also to get young people who get involved. Is that right?
That's right, yes. So we set about back in September putting out communications to all the growers, letting them know that the hub was available, and they've been fantastic. We've had about 35 jobs listed on the site to date, and I can definitely see more coming, which has been good. Yeah, so it's been liaising with the farmers, but then on the other hand, it's been trying to attract, it hasn't just been young people, it's been just trying to get some different people to consider seasonal work as an option. So we've had applications, the bulk of our applications have been from people in the 18 to 34-year-old cohort, but have certainly had children as young as 15 wanting to get into work, and people in their 60s and 70s as well. So it's been wide and varied.
What about the some of them that are just finishing their VCE? They don't really want to start uni next year. They're going to have their gap year. Is there an opportunity for those sorts of people too?
Absolutely. Yep. There is a big opportunity. There's cherry season will be finished in the next couple of weeks, but there'll be opportunities in viticulture. There's apple thinning, grape harvest, berries go through till May. So lots of opportunities for people to still find work.
Welcome back to Community Connections. And I've got Kylie with me from the Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub. Kylie, these jobs that are available, how long are they like? Not so much how long are the, how long would you expect one of those jobs to last? Are they only sort of a fortnight, or they last for 3 months or ongoing, or how long would you expect them to last?
It really depends on the industry. Cherries being a really short and sharp season, those jobs are probably only going to last 2 months, and they started back in October. Somewhere like apples, they've got jobs at the moment for thinners.
Now, let me just stop you there. When you say, you said that before, and I was going to ask you, what's apple thinning?
It's reducing your crop load so that you get bigger, more average-sized apples.
So
they remove some fruit.
From each tree?
From each tree, yeah.
And what happens to those?
They would go either compost, or they would go as stock food.
Yeah, right. I was just intrigued. All right, so what other jobs are there available that may be a bit longer term than say something like that?
Apple Work, there's a demand at the moment for thinning, but coming into next year there'll be pickings, and the apple season grows from probably February through to May, so there's good with all the different varieties of groves.
Yep.
So there's good opportunities there for long-term work. The berries, so blueberries, blackberries, raspberries are working flat out. Strawberries, obviously, they go through, they're right in the thick of their season now, and they go through till May. So lots of opportunities there for work.
Oh, so you're quite easy to pick up 6 months' work, couldn't you?
You could, yeah. And then you could roll into a pruning job if that's what you really wanted to do.
So it's not inconceivable, what I was talking before, that for a young person to take a gap year, you could almost stay employed for nearly the 12 months.
Absolutely. Yep, that would not be out of the question.
Kylie, do you also find, and maybe this is a bit unfair question, does the young person or whoever, it could be anyone, it could be a growing nomad or anyone, do they tend to get the job at FarmX and just work there until that's finished, or do they move around from farm to farm within the Yarra Valley?
I'm not entirely sure. I would say there'd be a little bit of movement, given that people would have started in cherries.
Yep.
And they would be looking for work, certainly to get them through the summer. So there would be movement through those, into the different industries. And I have had some people ask me that, I've finished up my cherry job, can I find a different sort of job? So.
All right, so at the moment, you've no doubt got some jobs there unfilled. What sort of jobs are you looking to fill right now today?
All right, so as I've mentioned, the apple thinning work up in Three Bridges, they are still looking for some workers. There's a berry farm out in Hoddles Creek who do blueberries, blackberries and raspberries. They're still looking for some workers. Coldstream, there's people required in a packing shed, and it's a very big business, so they need lots of people still. A farm in Sylvan is looking for someone to drive a tractor.
That'd be fun.
And yeah,
particularly for a young driving person experience.
Yeah. So they're asking for a forklift license and a chainsaw license if they would be advantageous. Up in Tulangi, there's a farmhand job up there for a 6 month period.
Gee, that's a reasonable time.
Yeah, I think it's Strawberry Runner Farm. In Wandon, there's a zucchini flower grower who's looking for pickers, and that's night work, so 2 or 3 hours every night of the week.
Do you know why they pick them at night?
I guess because it's cooler and the flowers are probably closed.
Oh, right.
I would think. So if they get enough people, they will be able to do a rotating roster, so the same people, you might get 3 or 4, as many nights a week as you want. And they go through to May, so that's quite a long season.
Gee, that's all right, isn't it?
If someone's looking for just a couple of hours of extra work a night, it's probably not a bad gig.
So, Kylie, could it be somebody who's working all in a full-time job during the day and still do that at night? Or is that just...
Yes.
Oh, right. So it could just be anyone who's looking to pick up a bit of extra part-time money, isn't it?
Yep, that's right. It's a really good opportunity. There's a vineyard job that's advertised starting in January in Coldstream, and there's a farm in Woorialik who's looking for blueberry pickers. Has only very recently been put up, so they're still keen to speak to some people.
Kylie, you did mention that maybe on some of these farms that there is accommodation available too.
Yes, there are some properties in the Yarra Valley that have on-farm accommodation, but there's also a few caravan parks around, so there's an opportunity to maybe stay in a cabin for a little bit of time, or if you're up for it, camp, which if you're a backpacker, that's probably how you'd be doing it.
Sounds good. Kylie, the other thing is too, how long will this hub be here for? It's funded for how long?
All right, our funding for the hub runs out on the 31st of December, but the organisation I work for, which is Agribusiness Yarra Valley, voted at our last board meeting to continue running it. So
terrific.
We will put a little... a bit of money towards still funding my role. Obviously, we won't be able to do things on such a grand scale, but out of the project, we do have this wonderful legacy item, which is this seasonal work hub. So, yeah, it'd be a shame to let's see it fall over. So,
it really needs to be funded better, doesn't it? So it's a bit ongoing.
Yeah, that's right.
Kyle, has this been before, or was it just this year because of the COVID situation and the people not coming in the country?
Last year was also a challenging season because whilst we still, I think at the beginning of last season, we still had about 60,000 workers roaming around the country, and that reduced down to about 30 over the period of the season. Mm. And then earlier this year, any of those people who'd been here for a couple of years had to go back home. So it's meant that there's next to no people left in the...
Kylie, I see one of your children about ready to come into the door. Kylie...
the challenges of working from home.
it's a lot of fun, isn't it? Kylie, what age group are we looking at the workers? We've talked a bit about students. What are there jobs for wandering nomads, the grey nomads, or is that too old? Or what sort of age group are we looking at? And I guess what sort of qualifications? I guess it's no good a 75-year-old who's got terrible arthritis applying for some of these jobs. So just give us an idea of the sort of person that you'd be looking for to apply.
Age doesn't matter. If you're a fit, active person, you'll do okay. There's lots of different jobs. There's not, you know, it's not all necessarily hard picking and lifting. There are jobs in pack houses where it's not quite as strenuous. Maybe there's customer-facing roles that are needed for the season that don't require you to be lifting or carrying anything. So there's really opportunities for lots of different people. And we're not ageist. If you're 15 and you've got your tax file number and you can get to and from work, we'll happily have you. If you've got the right attitude and you're prepared to work, apply.
So, Kylie, I guess today you're asking for two sorts of people. Are we asking for more of the farms to list the jobs with you? And are we also asking the people from 15 upwards to have a look at your website and maybe apply for these jobs?
Yeah. So I guess, I need to let everyone know that the hub will still be around and that I'll still be here to support growers and job seekers. So continue to upload your jobs and we'll do our best to try and recruit for you.
So do you, like as part of the hub's job is for the farmers to put the jobs up, and then do you also sort of spend some of your time trying to get young people to, or no, I shouldn't say young people to apply for those jobs?
Yes, there's been, for the period of project, there's been a big marketing campaign that's been driving the job seeker side of the project. So we've done lots of different things. We've had billboard advertising on key roads around Melbourne. We've did some radio advertising on your station. We also did some commercial advertising on Nova and another station escapes me at the moment. We've done print advertising, lots of Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. we've tried lots of different avenues, trying to put it in front of as many different eyes as we can.
Kylie, we've been talking about the program that you're running, which is the Yarra Valley Seasonal Employment Hub. You've been with us, this is the second time. How is it going? Can you give us an update on how the program has worked for you, plus?
I would say that it's been a pretty big success. From all reports, we've made a bit of a difference with farmers helping to bring seasonal workers to the valley. From all the correspondence I've had with them, they've been very appreciative and have welcomed the support.
I suppose some of these farmers have never probably had to go and chase these workers like they have had to this time, would they have?
No. It's been a bit of a change in the recruitment landscape. In previous years, they've probably had people knocking on their door, asking for work. So
you're all happy with the way it's gone? So that's a major thing.
I'm really happy, yeah. We've received up till today, I've received applications from 425 people, which has exceeded my wildest expectations of the program. So,
I'm
really happy.
And there's still, obviously, if farmers are listening, there's still the opportunity for the next few days to list the jobs too, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, not just the next few days. If you've got jobs any time in the next 6 months,
Oh, terrific.
Send them through and I'll upload them.
Because I was just thinking, I mean, it is going to run out of time fairly soon. By Friday, no one's going to be talking much about jobs for a few days, are they?
That's right, yeah. I'm hoping there's not too many applications over the weekend. Yeah. got a bit on.
So I guess what's the advantages of using the hub for both the farmer and also the job seeker?
Well, I think the advantages of the hub has been that we've had the great marketing campaign that's gone behind it. So you're having all the different parts of the program targeting different audiences has been key to actually driving the success of the program.
And I guess for the farmer or the orchardist, they don't want to be wasting time drafting too many ads and chasing around after people, do they? They want to run their business.
No, that's right. And they've been able to send us through just a little bit of information. We've shaped it up into an ad for them. It's gone on our website. We've also loaded it up on the Yarra Rangers job link website as well. We also put it out on some university job sites as well, trying to reach as many people as we can.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut across your thought to stop. What's the advantages for using the regional hub?
Well, the advantages of the regional hub is that it's based in the Yarra Valley and that we are focused on trying to get people to fill roles that are only in the Yarra Valley.
And I guess for the young person, it's a one-stop shop, isn't it? You don't have to try and look up different farms and that. You just go to your website and bang, you've got all the jobs that are available.
That's right, yeah. And the advantage of coming through the hub is that I have contact with each of the growers, and if they let me know that they've got enough people or they no longer need people, I can guide people onto other jobs so we can try and find the work somewhere else.
All right. Kylie, I've got to take one more quick break. While I'm taking that, as soon as we come back, if people have their pens and paper and all that jazz ready, whether you be a farmer who wants to list a job or an orchardist, we keep talking about farms, but an orchardist or whatever, or if you're a young person who's thinking of having a gap year or at the moment is unemployed, if you have your paper and pencil ready, Kylie's going to give you all the contact details, aren't you, Kylie?
I am.
No matter whether they're a school leaver, somebody who's at university that wants to take a gap year or a gap 6 months, or whether they be, you know, middle-aged or a wandering nomad that happens to be physically fit. So how are they going to, first of all, find out more about you, and how are they also going to then contact you, either people?
All right. Well, the easiest way to find me is through our website. So it's yarravalleyseasonalwork.com.au. That's easy.
Yarra Valley seasonalwork.com.au.
That's right. That's our website address.
Yep.
You can also find us on Instagram using Yarra Valley Seasonal Work or one word. We're also on Facebook, same as Instagram, so Yarra Valley Seasonal Work or one word. And we are also on LinkedIn if that's your social media of choice.
You've just got about all covered, haven't you? So do you want to just run through those again for us, please, Kylie?
Yep, okay. So the website is www.yarravalleyseasonalwork.com.au. Instagram is Yarra Valley Seasonal Work, all one word, and Facebook is the same, Yarra Valley Seasonal Work.
So there's no reason they can't get hold of you. Again, do you want to just quickly run through that some of the jobs that are available right now that need filling?
All right, so we have blueberry pickers required in Warrialik, vineyard workers in Coldstream, required at the end of January.
When you say vineyard workers, are you talking mainly pickers or what sort of jobs in the vineyard?
It's probably there'll be roles for pickers, bucket people, so picking up buckets and throwing them into bin trailers. Some tractor driving work, I think that's where the main roles will be. putting nets on and off. There'll be lots of work doing that as well in the valley. All right, zucchini flower pickers in Wandon.
And that's mainly a night job, isn't it?
That is night work, yep. Couple of hours every night, 7 days a week.
Still, that'd be nice on a, particularly now daylight savings is here, wouldn't it? It'd be a nice way to fill in an evening.
It sure would. And, yeah.
And get paid
like
at the same time.
Sounds like an interesting job.
And still get paid.
That's right, definitely. That's good. There's a tractor driver role up in Tallangi that's available. That's a six-month role. That may be a bit shorter because it's been on the website for a little while. I think I also have a farmhand role in Gruya on an apple orchard that's still on the site. So that's one worth considering if you're looking. I think that's a full-time job if anyone's interested in full-time work.
Well, all year round they work on the farm like that, do they? I suppose you've got it, don't you?
Yeah. Farming is a 365-day job. Yeah. There's always something going on.
Well, you tend to think they only need you when it's time for the harvest. But, yeah, because you've got to keep the trees healthy and all that too, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to prune them. You've got to fertilise them. You've got to keep the weeds down. There's lots of work to do.
True. Kylie, apart from all this, let's talk about the person again or the people that you want to apply for these jobs.
As I said earlier, we're not fussy on age. If anywhere between 15, if you're able to get to a farm, you'll need your mum and dad's help probably, unless you live really close, through to, you know, an older person, anywhere from in your 60s or your 70s. If you're fit and capable and you're able to still lift and bend and twist, yeah, our growers would be happy to hear you.
Be better than doing yoga, wouldn't it?
It's very good workout. You would get very fit.
Kylie, when I say normal, I don't know whether it is a normal job, but with the exception of zucchini, which is 2 hours a night, what sort of hours would these people be expected to work on the farms?
It really depends on the crop. Probably it would be a 7 or 7:30 start, and they would go through till, you know, the afternoon. It depends on. Yeah, it really would depend on the business.
You don't have to work 10 hours a day or anything like that.
No, probably not. Maybe in the middle of vintage, you might be required to work those sort of hours because, you know, you've got a crop that needs to be delivered to the winery. So you do the hours that it takes to pick the crop. So,
get the job.
And yeah, there would be times. Yeah,
well, I guess apart from that days. Too, some of the farmers would be happy to have somebody for a few hours and nobody at all too, wouldn't they?
Absolutely, yep.
It seems to be as though it would be a terrific job, particularly the ones that are the university students. Usually by then they've got a car, they can get around. Some of them come out of VCE and they just they defer for a year. They've had 12 years of study and they just... Obviously, I mean, a lot of them used to go overseas. Well, they'd be very silly to go overseas at the moment because you don't know if you can get back again.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, anyone who's on summer holidays, so uni students or just recently finished Year 12 students, these jobs are out there waiting for you.
Well, I suppose that's something that we haven't discussed, is it? I mean, we've been talking about the gap year and all that, but... I mean, some of these jobs, could they fill it? Because uni doesn't go back until about March, does it? Late February, early March. So some of these jobs, they could just take the job from now to then, could they?
Yeah, that's right. There could be just, you know, the right sort of role so they can earn... sorry, a bit croaky. They could earn some money before the uni first semester starts, or if they're looking to take the gap year and they want to work their way through the different industries, that's also an option.
We've talked a bit about the gap year, but we haven't really put a lot of store about talking about the people that that's their chance. I mean, once they get back to study and that, although some of them have a bit of time off during the year, like they're not studying 24 hours a day sort of thing, but some of them may be very interested to work sort of up until February, March, and then maybe when they're on a holidays during the year, that there'd be available opportunities too, wouldn't there?
Yeah, definitely. Yep, it's it's definitely an option. It's what I used to do before I went back to uni. Was work the summer, earn enough money to get me through a little bit of the year.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot do that. I mean, you want to be able to do things like that, don't you? Unfortunately, we all need money, and particularly if you're trying to run a car and you're at uni, you've got to continue to run the car right through the year, you know, so you do need money. So it's not a bad idea. And a lot of them used to work in retail and all that. Well, I mean, here's another opportunity and probably a very good way of getting fit.
Definitely. And seasonal work is essential work, so it's always going to be around.
We don't want another lockdown, but in the case of that, they'd be able to get a permit to work anyway, wouldn't they?
That's right. Yep. Your employer would give you a essential worker permit and you would still be able to come to work.
Yeah, we certainly hope we don't have any more of them, but you never know in this world, can you?
No.
Can you just give us those contact details again, please?
All right. So my website, or the Yarra Valley Seasonal Work website, is yarravalleyseasonalwork.com.au, and you can find us on Instagram, Yarra Valley Seasonal Work, all one word, and the same for Facebook, Yarra Valley Seasonal Work.
On your website, that's the same, it's all one word, there's no dots
or anything?
All one
word. No, all one word, yep.
Kylie, I hope it's going to be a real success. Well, it sounds like it already has. And the thing that we don't want to see happen is fruit just sitting on trees, because it eventually falls off, it falls on the ground, and from your other side of the business, that attracts fruit fly too, doesn't it, if they just drop off the tree and that?
Yeah, that's right. We don't want fruit hanging around on the ground.
I guess it's an opportunity for people to get in and do a bit of work, and it's also the opportunity to earn a few dollars, and not only are you helping yourself out, but you're helping the farmer out who's paying you to do it. It's not a bad gig. Everybody should be happy.
It's not bad at all. Yeah, that's right. And you're working sometimes in very beautiful locations.
Yeah, you can't beat the Yarra Valley, can you?
You can't, no, no.
Kylie, look, thanks for your time again today. I hope to talk to you next year sometime, see how things are going, but it's been a delight to talk to you, and I certainly hope it's a real success.